This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I think they're starting to see some things in the Internet of Things. They're going to start getting involved in the smart device market also. We're talking about Lominco Metals, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTCQX, ticker symbol LMRMF. They're an exploration and development of mineral company. They look for new green economy ways of doing that. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Paul Gill. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Thanks for having me on.
You have a lot of stuff going on over there. I mean, I think the last month or two, you've had about five or six press releases. So, you know, you predicted an increase in inflate graphite prices. What has happened in the graphite market?
Yeah, back in May when we last spoke, second to last time we spoke, I talked about the amazing amount of lithium that has been bought by battery makers around the world, and how there was cobalt prices that were going to spike, and they did spike, and people are buying cobalt, which is a London Metal Exchange traded commodity. But what's interesting is that to make those batteries, you need graphite. So lithium only has a certain amount of shelf life. So they're converting those lithium batteries lithium carbonate and lithium hydroxide into batteries. And in order to do that, they need graphite. So what we've seen is that the inventory of graphite has dropped in China. The exports out of China, which is a major producer, have gone down. And subsequently, in just this last quarter, we've seen graphite prices jump 30%, and that's very significant for all of the mining companies in this particular area, especially ours, which has got everything to do with the underlying commodity. You know, once that moves, everything else moves.
You know, I was reading one of your press releases. I guess you're going to get involved with SHD Smart Home Device Ltd. So give us a little bit of a background of why is that, and what's the synergy with your company?
Yeah, I think the explanation is very simple. Mining companies take a long time to get to their full valuation.
Absolutely.
Going back to our first company, Norsemont Mining, we started that in 2001. It really started taking hold in 2004 and raised $30 million. You know, went from 1 million market cap to 50 million market cap. Then in 2006, I ended up letting other people take control of it, and it ran from 2006 to 2011 through a number of hands until it was finally bought out for $500 million. But that was a 10-year span in mining. And, you know, you've got to have patience with these mining companies. That people tell me, you know, I bought the stock yesterday, how come it's not going up? You know, it doesn't work that way. This is an investment. It's your lottery ticket, and you've got to wait for it to come to fruition. But in the meantime, and I know this, so in the meantime, what I've been able to look at with my board of directors is opportunities in technology, which have a shorter time span to get to their buyout stage, or perhaps a development stage that's going to be very interesting. So we did a previous investment into Graphene 3D Lab, which happened in 2014. The IPO was 2014, and it ran from 25 cents to $2.50. So what we looked at was another particular market that was really interesting and had this potential growth cycle. We've looked at information from Allied Market Research, from Forbes, from Bloomberg, and they all are saying that the only thing growing faster than electric vehicles is the Internet of Things and IoT market and smart home devices. There's going to be probably $6 or $7 trillion worth of IoT products and services sold in the next 5 or 6 years.
That's amazing.
And that's a mind-boggling number. You know, I mean, think of every, there's 130 million households
in America,
in North America.
Yep. Yep.
We're looking at each one of those having about 2 or 3, connected devices, per person, per person. So imagine the kind of, you know, when you look at, wiring up your house, you're going to have 16 or 17 different outlets potentially that are going to support your IoT connected house. And that's where the market is. And that's where we're going with smart home devices, is we're making products that will be the hub for both charging your phone or any device, and also have a Wi-Fi repeater in it, and be connected so that you can monitor the use of both the Wi-Fi and the power in your household. So it's a really great little product, and we're so excited to bring it to market.
Let's change gears here for a second, get back to the minerals market just for a second. You know, there's a lot of junior mineral markets up there in Canada. Who are your competitors, and who are the biggest producers right now?
Yeah, I think it's very important to know what the landscape is. I mean, even Sun Tzu said the first thing you got to do before you go to war is understand the landscape and the competitors and the people that you're in battle with, I guess you might say. So in Canada itself, there's about 5 or 6 very serious companies that are involved in the graphite industry. There is Northern Graphite, which is at a bankable feasibility stage, very well-developed company. There's Mason Graphite, which is also at the bankable feasibility, well developed, and has, you know, a $200 million market cap. There's Zenyatta Resources, Focus Graphite, and Nouveau Monde, and ourselves are all in the same mix. Out of all of those companies, so they have varying different market caps. Other than us, most of the other ones are $25 million or more. In fact, Mason is $200 million market cap. So what are we missing out on? Well, we haven't gone out and shouted and done roadshows like the other groups have. We need to get out there and do that. In order to do that, we need to tell the retail market where we're at. And where we are at is at the stage where we've made a major discovery, and we're going to move that to a resource and then to a pre-economic assessment. And that pre-economic assessment will be able to be a dollar figure we can put on our books. So all of a sudden, say that pre-economic assessment is even at the least, it'll be $40 or $50 million. Well, our market cap is $5 million. So the you can see what the valuation change will be. Now, we are looking at some very interesting opportunities here. And like I said, you got to know the landscape. Yeah, there's a $200 million market cap company, a $100 million market cap company, and a $25 million market cap company to compare against. And if we were to get full valuation, we'd go up 5 times in our stock price. And that's the bottom line that we're looking at in the next year of accomplishing, is getting that valuation defined, getting the resources in the ground defined, and at the same time, getting value from all our tech stuff that we're doing as well.
You know, you guys have been in the news lately doing some trench funding. Can you bring my listeners up to speed of where you guys are at and why you did it?
Yeah, we recently did funding. The first reason for it was to complete the acquisition of the property. So we spent $360,000 doing the acquisition. Then we also put some money towards doing metallurgical studies, which are very important to figure out what kind of contaminants there might be in the material that we're mining, and how pure it is, and how it can be processed properly to get full value for it. Very important stuff. Very, you know, geeky, scientific-y, geological stuff. As you can tell, I'm not a specialist in that area, but there's guys who say that stuff's important, so we need to do it. to you know, to sell it to the customer, because that's what the customer wants. And then the next next big item for us is to look at getting the drilling done in the next little while. So that $1.1 million gets us quite a ways down towards accomplishing the next drilling campaign, and then on the way to a pre-economic assessment. As I was saying, that PEA is the target. That'll give us the dollar figure on the balance sheet that will give us a big boost.
And when will that come?
Well, it will get a drilling done this fall, the hand it over to the engineering team in January, and then by March or April of 2018, we should have that pre-economic assessment.
You know, it seems like you guys have a technology strategy that is focused on Internet of Things. We talked about that early. And recently, you guys announced a trademark of Spider Charger. Can you discuss your strategy and the technology? What makes that so special?
Yeah, the concept of that particular product, and it's only one of several products that we've worked on with smart home devices, but that particular product is very, very important. I'll tell you why. In our homes, we have toasters plugged in, we have cell phone chargers plugged in, we have lamps plugged in. They're all drawing power a little bit at a time, but they're all drawing power, and we accumulate what's called phantom power loss from all of these devices that are plugged in. You know, there's LED things blinking or whatever you might have. They're all causing power loss and you know, are draining our grid. So you think about that compared to the 130 million households out there. That's a lot of power that we're losing. So what we want to do is have this device that can cut down on, and the biggest culprit is heat. You know, things heat up, that's a loss of power. When electrical wires heat up, that's a loss of power. So we need to eliminate heat, eliminate any kind of phantom power loss. That's what our product will end up doing. So you, as a person who owns a house, can monitor your own power loss and then probably get a benefit over the long run from that. So that's why that Spider Charger trademark is very important, because it's all about maintaining, you know, a most efficient use of power.
That makes a lot of sense. My guest today is Paul Gill. He is the CEO of Lominco Metals, Inc. They trade on the OTCQX, ticker symbol LMRMF. Paul, you said a lot today. You said it all. But in closing, is there anything that we didn't touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Yeah. For those of you who listened to the entire interview, I want to tell you the most important thing. And I told you this just off air, Everett, and what we have the opportunity here in several different markets is to be inside Bill Gates' garage in 1975. We are seeing these industries take off like the computer industry did. We're sitting with Sergey Brin in, and he said, geez, I wish I could search the internet and find everything I need, when Google started. We're at that stage in these two markets. That's what people have to understand. Electric vehicles will become so much more prevalent. It'll get to be about 50% of the cars on the road in another 20 years.
You're absolutely correct.
So we have the opportunity now to set ourselves up, our families up, for the next little while. So I'm trying to get people to notice our company and to get involved in what we're doing, because we feel we have a good vision on where the future is going, and we need the support of a lot of people in the markets and people who call us about product opportunities and the rest of it to get there. So it's great to be on the show, Everett. I think it's a fantastic time to be alive in these markets, and we have that opportunity, I think, that comes once a generation.
Well, I think what you guys are upon and getting ready to discover and launch and everything, your market cap is very undervalued, between 4.5 and 5 million. That's all I have to say about that. But I do wish you continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 50 or 60 days. Give us an update of what's going on with your company.
Absolutely will.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.